Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for October 2018. Well, here we are in October, and the nights are visibly drawing in. Indeed, don't forget to move your clocks back 1 hour at the end of the month. First this month, the lunar information. The full moon on the 24th is termed the Hunter's Moon, and the new moon occurs 2 weeks earlier on the 9th. There are three pleasing close approaches to the moon with some planets this month. Jupiter on the 11th, around 6:30 p.m, low in the southwest horizon. Saturn on the 14th, around 7 p.m, low in the south-southwest horizon. And finally Mars on the 18th, at around 7 p.m, in the south-southeast. So here are the individual planet details. Mercury, very difficult to see, as it sets very soon after the Sun, but if you are determined, it will be best at the end of the month. Venus becomes a bright morning object in the east, just before sunrise at the end of the month, very low in the east-southeast. Mars is still well placed to view, the bright red-orange object in the south all month in the constellation of Capricornus. Well worth a look through a medium-sized telescope. Jupiter is still around low in the southwest, just after sunset, best earlier in the month. Saturn is visible in the evening, at the beginning of the month around 8:30 p.m, in the south-southwest, in Sagittarius. And, as always, for the more adventurous amongst you, Uranus and Neptune are well placed to look out for the whole month. Both of these planets may be seen around midnight in the south, with Uranus in Aries and Neptune in Aquarius. Now let's move on to the meteor showers this month, quite a bumper crop. Around the 8th of the month, the Draconid meteor shower reaches its peak. This is quite an unpredictable shower and can give some quite good numbers, and the best time to look out is around midnight. The star shower this month, though, is the Orionids, which reach their peak around the 20th to the 22nd of the month. And again, it's best to view just after midnight and before dawn. And you can expect a zenithal hourly rate of around 25 meteors per hour. But of course, that doesn't guarantee those numbers, and in fact, there may be more, but most probably less. And just to spoil us, at the end of the month, from about the 28th into November, there is the Taurid meteor swarm. And this particular shower is not very numerous and is associated with a short-period comet Encke. October is still a good time for observing the Milky Way, as I talked about last month, as it is still almost directly overhead. How about looking at something a little further away than our own galaxy? Now is a good time to try and find one of our neighbouring galaxies, the Andromeda Galaxy, or Messier Catalogue number 31. The Andromeda Galaxy is a little larger than our own Milky Way galaxy and looks very similar in that it has a rather nice spiral structure. It can be found very close to the square of Pegasus and is placed reasonably well overhead in the late evening. Check online or in a star atlas to find its location. Bear in mind, however, that it is larger than you might think when you look at it, and it's best viewed through binoculars. The Andromeda Galaxy and the Milky Way Galaxy are actually rushing headlong towards each other, and in the next few million years, or the next few billion years, they will interact and will most probably form one huge galaxy. We do have several smaller, closer neighbouring galaxies, the most famous of these being the large and small Magellanic Clouds. But as these are quite close to the south celestial pole, you have to travel to the southern hemisphere to be able to see them properly. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. And as always, another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's it for now. Listen out for next month for November's highlights. Bye for now.